Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
When He says that we are more than conquerors, that we're more than overcomers, we're going to have to believe God. We're not standing, we're not fighting this battle by ourselves.
Speak the word.
It's time to speak the word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, How to Soar in Chaos.
Speak the word.
Well, what does the Bible tell us in Ephesians? It says that He has raised us up high above the principalities and the darkness of this world. So we don't have to be down here fighting with all this stuff that's going on around us today. We can soar above it. You know, friends, eagles don't rise high because of their strength. They ride the turbulence to great strengths. Eagles are famously known as the only birds that actively fly into storms and turbulent air rather than seeking shelter. You know, they soar above the storm by letting the storm's negative energy propel them upward. You could preach a sermon on this, you know, because we get so bothered and so upset over negative stuff. And the enemy wants us to focus on all the chaos and the disorder that's going on in the world today. But if we keep our focus on that negative stuff, then we can't truly put our focus where it's really needed. And it's by focusing on Him, on Jesus, that we're going to get that strength and that courage and that energy. But like I said, you know, they soar above the storm by letting the storms, the negative energy, propel them upward. Saints, the way that we are as children of God are going to overcome our adversary is by wielding the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Hallelujah. In Ephesians 6:17, in the God translation, it says, also take salvation as your helmet and the word of God that the sword supplies. In Matthew 8:26, Jesus speaks to the chaos on the water. He does this showing His authority over the storms of life. And we are going to be, whether we realize this or not, we are going to be lifted by a higher power than anything on this earth. And we will not do it under our own strength. We can't do it under our own strength, but by divine design. Just like the eagle who seeks the turbulence, they use it for their advantage, and so will we. In Psalms 107, 29 and 30 highlights God's ability to calm any turbulent circumstances. And let me share this little story with you. I heard this a long time ago, and I've shared it before, but I feel like I'd like to share it again. There was a little eaglet, a young eagle, that ended up in the barnyard with some chickens. He scratched around for food like the other chickens because he thought he was a chicken. Like some of God's children that is listening to this message, they don't have a full understanding of who they are in Christ Jesus, and what belongs to them. I know because I used to be a chicken. I used to be one of those chickens. However, one day, some eagles flew over and spotted the little eaglet and called down to the eaglet to fly with them. And the eaglet said, "Oh, I can't do that. I'm a chicken." And the other eagle said, "Oh, no, you're not a chicken. You're an eagle." And so the little eaglet believed the eagles and so began to fly and soar with the other eagles. Friends, the turbulence of the times and the challenges of the days are upon us. And we're going to have to believe God. When He says that we are more than conquerors, that we're more than overcomers, we're going to have to believe God. And we're going to have to stand strong, knowing that we're not standing, we're not fighting this battle by ourselves. We're standing strong. The Word of God in Isaiah 40:31, it says, those, remember we said this before, and I'll probably read it again, that those who wait upon the Lord will soar like eagles and will run and not grow weary. Rather than being overwhelmed by the challenge, this verse means soaring above them instead of being overwhelmed by it. It symbolizes gaining a higher perspective, rising above life's difficulties. Brothers and sisters, when we're facing challenges, and we will, as God's soldiers, we will meet them head on. We will have some challenges in our lives. Jesus said we would. He said, you will have challenges. You will have trials and tribulations in this world. He says, but to be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world for you. And those of you that excel in English knows that the word but negates everything before it. So He don't want you to think about, I've overcome the world for you. He wants you to think on the part, I've overcome it for you. So, you know, we don't have to stand in fear. Praise God. There have been many times in my life when I've tried to avoid certain responsibilities or challenges. Funny thing, though, avoiding a problem does not solve it, but almost always makes it worse, you know. But as Christians, warriors and soldiers, overcomers, we need to deal with it. We must move beyond mourning and feeling sorry for ourselves because of the challenges that we're dealing with today. For as God's soldiers, we must move forward to meet the problem with boldness, trusting God to give us the strength and the courage that we need to run toward our enemy, like David when he went up against Goliath in 1 Samuel 17. He didn't hesitate. He just picked up those little rocks, stones, and he ran right to him. But he knew when he did that, he was not going in his own power or his own might and strength. He said, I come to you in the name of God Almighty. And so it wasn't his strength, but it was God's strength. It's not by my might and my power that I'm able to stand up here and minister the word, but it's by the power of God and the Holy Spirit that rests and lives in me. Because if it was up to me, I would probably be like the chicken and run into the hen house. But I never thought all those years ago, almost 30 years ago now, that He would call me to be a mouthpiece for Him. But I have found over the years, since I've become a Christian, which was late in life, about 30 years ago, that He's used me in powerful ways. He started me out in a jail with the 40-man cell, you know, washing off me a place on the serpy table to put my Bible. And with women, you know, with little sticks in their ears and eyes, you know, men here and women there. He was building humility. Because at that time, I had been what was known as a person of the world. But God saw something in me. And God can take anything and anyone and turn it around and use it for His good, His glory. But I want you to know that God loves you. He loves all of us. And no matter what you're facing today, God can turn it around in a blink of an eye. He has blessed me so much and brought me so far. that I stand in awe of the Lord. And I stand in amazement at the strength that God gives me.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs, especially during turbulent times? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
Hello, friends. Today, I want to speak to your heart for just a moment. Every time you tune in to hear our Speak the Word radio broadcast, the Word of God is going forth and lives are being changed. And through this ministry, they're hearing that God loves them. That's what Speak the Word ministry is all about. And I want to thank you because you're a part of that mission. Your prayers, your encouragement, your support, it matters more than you know. But as we move forward, we feel a strong calling to expand this outreach, to reach more people like you, to broadcast on more radio stations, and provide helpful resources for those who desperately need to hear the truth of God's Word. So today, I want to invite you to take a step of faith with me and prayerfully consider supporting Speak the Word Ministry financially. Your gift will help us grow, reach more listeners. Friends, there are people all over the world that need to hear about Jesus. You can give today by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Thank you for standing with us, and thank you for helping us reach the ones who need it the most. And remember, there's power in the spoken word of God, and may God continue to bless you.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.